Hey, this is the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Pedras. Thanks for joining me today. If you've been following, it's been a while and I apologize, but we're back. And if this is your first time, thanks for joining us. Micronesian Podcast is, of course, about Micronesia. We share news updates, keep you updated. We talk about the stuff that encourages, inspires us, and also the stuff that makes us want to throw up. So thank you for coming here. Right here on the Micronesian Podcast, let's get into this episode. Okay, so before we start off, I just want to say, if you haven't already, check out our last podcast from the Micronesian Podcast. It is an interview that we did with the local imam, Muslim pastor, Imam Sergil. And yes, Pompey does have a Muslim community. And if you listen to the podcast, hear his calm and reassuring voice, you might not be so afraid, which is why, we decided to do this, the podcast with him, because it was really in response to a lot of negative comments, criticism, and just some of them. I read some really, really bad remarks, and I thought, wow, what is going on here? We have here in FSM, according to our constitution, our national constitution, even our state constitutions, freedom of religion, freedom of expression. No law can ban that. And so when I see that from people who I know are pretty educated, especially on social media, and even some of our leaders, supposed leaders, who seem to be ignorant to the fact that you can express yourself, through your religion here, very sad. So I thought, we put that podcast up, and I thought it was a beautiful one. I want to say thanks again to Sergio. Really showed his calm voice. He's here, his peaceful voice, and I think you get a lot of that just listening from the podcast. And we're going to do another podcast, and like he said, if you listen to the podcast, he's open to sit down to anybody. So be good to, instead of talking, sending negative comments, you should take up the imam's invitation to sit down and talk with him face to face over some coffee and see how that turns out. Okay, let's continue on. Okay, so what's going on in Pompey? You can always check out Facebook, you can check out Microforum, you can check out all these things to see what's going on, and you'll pretty much understand it. FSMPIO at pio.gov.fm, the K Press, there's a lot of places where you can stay updated about, what's going on here in Micronesia. Social media is also one of the best and the most highly opinionated. Anyways, sometimes they do share good articles, but right now, we're waiting to see what's going to happen in the United States, because three of our presidents, FAS, standing for Freely Associated, or I think they also call us COFA, Compact of Free Association, State Nations, which is the FSM, Palau, and also the Marshall Islands, our presidents from Micronesia, COFA, FAS, they're in Washington, D.C., and I was just browsing through, and I saw a post from the RMI embassy in Washington where they were hosting the three presidents, and I think their ambassadors were there as well from FSM, RMI, and Palau to give a briefing to our presidents before they go to meet the Great Orange One. So it's going to be interesting. Of course, they'll talk about the usual stuff, but what really I think a lot of people are really concerned about on this level, I think, is the compact, 2023. What are they going to say? What are they going to do? And if you haven't already, check out, a lot of stuff that I talk about, I share on my page, Patrick Pedras, or Micronesian News Broadcast. And even I have another page, Social Media Islanders. So I share a lot of stories throughout the day. and I'm going to talk about them here as well. There was one op-ed piece by President Tommy Romegosa, which is kind of fitting because, you know, as he's on his way to the United States, he publishes this op-ed piece, and I read it in the Marianist Variety, but basically, you know, he just talks about the relationship with the U.S. and gives some points on, you know, why it's so important. And then, you know, here's the big important part at the end of it. He closes off saying that, you know, for the past 75 years, Palauans and Americans, not just Palauans, but, you know, all Micronesians, in fact, you know, have been working together, you know, in the cause of freedom. You know, some of our people, because we joined the military, have even died in that for that cause. So, you know, he says, and he closes off, you know, times have changed, and it's time to talk or negotiate a new alliance with the U.S. Ooh, I like that. And I think that's what, you know, he wrote that op-ed going into this meeting. Very fitting. I think it's going to be exciting to see what's coming out of here. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Micronesian Podcast. Once again, my name is Patrick Pedris. We're going to keep on following that story of our presidents over in Washington, D.C., meeting with the Great Orange One. And I hope it's going to be a great meeting. I can't see why it wouldn't be. But we're gonna keep that. Whatever I have, I'm going to share with you all. Keep you updated about what's going on about our beautiful Micronesia. All right, we'll see you on the next podcast.